With me in the studio is Grand Marais Rec Park Manager Dave Terstig.
Good morning.
Good morning. We had a meeting yesterday. What went on? Well, no, I know what went on.
Monthly meeting.
First of all, before we even talk about that kind of business, how's the park doing with people?
Oh, there's some fun, happy business. We're full.
That's until?
About August 22nd. I think that's a Monday.
Really?
Yeah, it's just
solid. Well, of course, Fisherman's Picnic.
Fisherman's into Rendezvous into, oh my gosh, we got to get away, honey. It's almost time for school to start.
Is that a category? You got that right on the,
that's
on
the
big
third
tote
week.
Board?
Yeah, yeah, that's the 19th and 20th of August. Okay. But yeah, it's really fun to look at the computers and see all the dots, which mean reservations. And we are making hay, as they say. Sun is out. It's cool on the shore.
But are you making any lettuce?
Yeah, the community garden's really.
I didn't mean it that
really
way. I meant
off.
Money.
Yes.
Because I want to lead the budget.
Yes, we have had a successful run these last few years with camping being popular, the operations being successful, and we're on track to make a lot of money this year. We spend a lot too, so I want
well,
to
no,
put
no,
it in
I understand that. I understand that.
With the pool and some of our other operations, like the campground's the moneymaker, the pool is the money taker.
Yes.
And we look at our budgets every year about August time. September, City Council needs to approve something. And so I've been tasked to create the 2010 budget, which I...
2010-11.
Or sorry, 2012.
2012.
Wow.
Are we there already?
It's August. And so the board and I discussed 2012 capital projects, the big ticket items, planning, build outs. We've got the community connection going on. Mm-hmm.
Then you got upgrades coming up too.
Upgrades. We just had a series of successful sewer power upgrades this spring. We'd like to continue to phase that in. So we're trying to put some prices, some real ballpark prices to future big projects. And we've got a nice list with some nice big prices. And so we know we need to continue to budget accordingly.
Well, speaking of the pool, you got pool news.
Good pool news for the night owls. Well, it's 7 instead of 8, but here's the big news, folks. Starting this fall, the pool hours are going back to 8 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. We had to scale back a few years ago, about a year and a half ago. We were trying to save money, and we started closing early at 7, Monday through Thursday. Now it's going to be 8, back by popular demand, 8 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. The only catch here is we're going to close Sundays. Sundays in the off-season are very historically slow. Historically very slow. And the board took a nice discussion, a nice time deciding that it's, I think, a better service to be open in the evenings during the midweek than to be open on Sundays. So Sunday's hours will cease starting the Sunday after Labor Day. And, of course, we'll have ads out for this, and hopefully no one will be too surprised. But it'll help out in the evening hours for folks after work. We're doing fitness classes and log rolling, a lot of use in the evenings will continue and hopefully grow.
Now, rumor is that the pool is going to sort of go back to the 60s with not drive-in movies, but swim-in movies.
There is some great brainstorming going on Sundays, what to rent the pool for. And movies in the pool sound like a hit. You could float and watch Jaws. Looking for a big projector.
So, but this is not, other pools do this, I understand?
Yeah, yeah. Park Board member Tracy Benson has experience in this. So maybe we'll form a subcommittee and start to plan some social activities at the pool on Sunday. But the traditional Sunday, even though it was 2-for-1, saw very little use. And we're going to be closed Sundays, but available for private parties.
Wow, movies in the pool. Popcorn?
No. No eating in the pool.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
I suppose. That kind of does put the a damper on it.
And no wet bar. It might really be out for some people.
Okay. Well, we'll follow that with some interest.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So, hey, I noticed that like during Dragon Boat and the week before and stuff, there was some big boats in the harbor and a lot of the buoys were taken up and the harbor, the marina itself was pretty full. So how's that looking?
We are on the map for a cruising destination. I think we have sort of turned the tide. Our image is improved. We have guest buoys. We have guest docks. We've got a very fond following down in the Apostles Islands and some of the yacht clubs down there. The word is getting out. So really? The boats are coming. The Lake Superior cruisers are coming. We had a party of three that's been coming back for Dragon Boat for the past 3 or 4 years now. And
a couple of those are pretty impressive looking boats.
Nice yachts. Proper little yachts, as we say. I had my son down to the marina to check them out. He loves boats.
He does.
So do I. So we've been seeing some really sweet boats, and that's a good thing. It's that time of year. They're out plying the waters. People are coming from Bayfield, from Knife River, Silver Bay. They cross to the Apostles. They cross to Isle Royale. We're a nice little waypoint, and they're cruising, and we're happy to serve them. We have full-service fuel dock and pump out and space on the docks and on the buoys, which we haven't always had. We've had a nice improvements down there.
How are the new docks, the new dock layout?
Yeah, the honeymoon's over. This is our third summer, and they're wildly popular and successful, and they're full.
Good.
Practically.
Well, what's coming up next?
Fisherman's picnic, I heard.
Really? There's rumor about that. Yes.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Actually, yes.
Through Sunday.
This evening.
Oh, already?
Grand Marais Lioness's kickoff dinner. Where's your stomach, Dave?
Yeah. Sorry, Tracy.
Sorry.
Thanks for butting in. It's already happening. Downtown is shut down. They're filling it up with vendors and porta potties, and it's already happening. We're full.
Do you put an extra crew on for this?
I wish. Yes, in terms of extra hours, yeah. It's a huge drain on my staff, and yet we're happy to do it. But it takes a lot of extra work, yes.
Well, I do have to say that the Harbor Park was pretty full during the Dragon Boat Festival. Oh,
it's just the perfect spot.
Yeah, lots of fun time. Lots of people having a good time there.
And so. The harbor, too. I like to see that just seamless from the water to the shore. Everybody's having a good time. It was a really fun weekend. I heard there was some success on the local teams.
Yes, indeed there were. In fact, the three top winners were all from Cook County.
Yes, including your own WTIP.
Yes, we did win
tipper.
A spot.
Congratulations.
Yes. Well,
congrats.
We have large photos we're about ready to display for people that want to come in and look at the paddlers.
Relive the excitement.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. We got another great one coming up. We got Rendezvous after that. Yep. Radio Waves, not too far away.
Oh, really?
September.
Yes.
There's something to do in September.
Yes, that's a WTIP thing, yeah.
10th
that's
and 11th.
Great, and it's great to be in the park.
In Sweetheart's Bluff.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's it's already August, which is sort of the downhill slide, but it's feeling a lot like summer out there. It's warm, the water's warm, the lakes are warm. And I'm rambling. So.
And your smile is warm, and I'm going to say, okay, cut it off. No,
thank
really.
You.
The
thank
more
you
can say about the park this time of year, I mean, all these people come to Grand Marais, and guess what they do? They spend some money.
And camp. And here's a tip, or I guess a tidbit. When the state parks were closed, everyone's asking me, how'd we do? We were up amazingly, like 6.5% for July. Occupancy was up due to state park closure, due to excellent operations. Camping on the tent sites in particular soared. From
really?
A 58% occupancy last year to 77%. So there was a huge demand for tents when the state parks closed, and we met them and we made money. So
hey, that's good news. We've been speaking with Dave Terstig, who is the manager at Grand Marais Rec Park. Thanks for stopping in. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, WTIP.